Hey, welcome back to another episode of Don't Kill the Messenger with Victor from Ventobot. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about podcasting, kind of a meta topic here and how to really podcast your brand. And I have a special guest, a colleague of mine who's in the same mastermind group as I am. And we focus a lot on online, and he really focuses on helping entrepreneurs be the top 100 podcast downloads in their industry. So now, before we begin, if you're looking to go from the best kept secret to the go-to authority in your market, head on over to ventobot.com/book to get your free copy of our four-phase complete automation strategy, the same process we take our private clients through so that you can start to implement it on your own. Now, today I'd love to welcome Jay Wong. How you doing, Jay? What's up?
Victor, what's going on, brother? Happy to be here and excited to dive in.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I know with podcasting, there's a specific strategy, and like I know there's a lot of things to do. I've heard you on several before, and you just have so much knowledge to give on that specific aspect piece. And that's just one thing people can do, I know, to start growing their visibility and really start to get seen.
100%. Look, I think, Victor, with your audience, right, especially when they're right at, you know, about to hit six figures, or, you know, maybe they're well into the six figures, right? Most of our clients are deep into the six figures. Most of them definitely seven figures. We have a couple eight-figure companies we work with. And as you kind of go up in revenue, right, the way that you think about your marketing as well as the podcast changes, right? Yeah. But especially people at that six-figure range, like give or take, I mean, it's an amazing way. It's an amazing medium to be able to go deeper, right? Yeah. I know on your show, you obviously you guys focus a lot on, you know, the messenger bots as well as, you know, actually like the conversion side of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that, I mean, we can take it however we want, but I think podcasting is not the best conversion tool, right? Like it's not going to rank up there with Facebook or LinkedIn ads or YouTube. Like it's just, it doesn't work in that way, right? But if you're doing that and you're looking to say, hey, how can I have more affinity, right, with people on my list, right? How can I get people to not just like hang out with me and show up to my webinars and buy more of my services, but how can I build that relationship with them, especially in a time where everything seems like it's forcing us to go virtual, right? I know for online digital entrepreneurs, it's not that big of a deal, but you know, that's what I think it's, you know, when you look at your email list, when you look at your community, hey, how can I take these relationships to a whole nother level, right? It's kind of like that old adage of building true fans, right? 1,000 true fans. If you could build that, then it won't really, right? Like then your back end could evolve, your business could evolve. And that's when things get really interesting.
I absolutely agree with that. I love that because I know the way I originally viewed it was more of like a nurturing piece, right? It's people who may want to hear more, but just they're small snippets. I generally keep the majority of the episodes kind of short between like 10 to 15 minutes, like maybe even 8 to 15 minutes. But when I do the interviews, we go a little bit more in depth about a specific topic. So I know in that case, you know, it's, and I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but I know, at least for me, I'd like to consume a lot of podcasts that are like short, actionable, usually things to do. And if like during times like this, I'll listen to more longer episodes, but generally I like to stay closer to like the shorter form ones.
Yeah. Look, I think it's an interesting, it's an interesting question, and it's interesting to think about this, right? Because I think we're living in a time, don't even think about like the global pandemic and the whole situation going on, but like we're living in a time where I think there's so much content, right? Everybody with their, you know, cell phone, stories, TikTok, right? So like the whole ecosystem is built on how can we produce more content, right? I always try to coach all of our clients that are, you know, they're leaders of communities. They have an email list of a few thousand people to they're running, you know, an eight-figure business where, you know, they're looking at the podcast as like a great culture building tool, right? Yep. And I always say, hey, look, how can we build greater context with your content, right? Okay, so do you know what I mean? So like, I'll give you an example. In the last couple of weeks at the time of recording this, I feel like we're still kind of fresh-ish in at least in North America around the whole global pandemic, everybody, you know, physical distancing or social distancing, right?
Yeah.
Self-isolation, all this, you know, quarantine stuff. We reached out, our agency, we reached out to every active podcast that we've ever worked on, right? Every, you know, some of them were, most of them were current clients, some of them were not current clients. And we said, hey, how can we help you guys reach out to your community ASAP? Because right now is not necessarily the time to teach them the coolest and latest thing going on right. in network marketing or real estate or whatever the niche is. But right now you got to talk to that audience and give them some context to what's going on, right? So if yeah. you're in real estate, for example, don't tell me about the global pandemic. Tons of news, right? Everybody else is doing that.
Yeah,
tell
yeah.
me what I need to know as a real estate investor if I'm listening to your show. Right? What about right. mortgage deferrals? What about my life as a landlord? What about my life as a tenant? What if I lose my job? Right? So how can we go industry? So do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's like yep. industry specific knowledge, but it's in the context of like what's happening, right? Because that's
that.
Really
yeah.
where that relationship is built, you know? And it's like, oh my God, there's so much overwhelm. There's so much fear. There's, you know, especially like, let's say Facebook ads or messenger bots. So-and-so oh, yeah. says this, so-and-so says that, right?
Yeah.
Even when times are good, it's confusing. Right?
Yeah,
so it's like, how can you be that voice of reason for them? So they're like, man, everything Victor says, I'm just like, I'm implementing, I'm understanding how he thinks as well as his values.
Yeah. And I love that because that's something I recently actually talked about in an episode. I was like, everyone is now pulling out of Facebook ads. A lot of people, most businesses are. Whereas I was ahead of it and I reached out to my current clients. I was like, hey, this is going to be the time that you want to double down because I expect a lot of people to pull out because it's non-essential marketing to them. Whereas this is kind of like one of your main things right now. And especially where everyone's going to be more at home, there's going to be more eyeballs on you. So why not be in the forefront? You know, so that I love that because that's funny. I didn't even realize I was doing that, but that's like one of the things like now I can know, moving forward intentionally do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the whole point, right? Especially yeah. in a marketplace where there's a lot of fear, right? And this is not just like the Facebook marketplace. I mean,
right. Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Take a, it's all investments across the board, right?
Yeah.
We just, yeah. When there's a lot of fear, the market typically doesn't like that, but when there is a lot of fear and there's a lot of crisis, there is also an opportunity
Absolutely.
Like that your voice and your thing, like your service or your content could have a louder voice than it's ever had on
yeah.
the other side of it. You know?
Mm-hmm. I completely love that. Yeah. That's definitely some gold nuggets there to take away and really implement for myself and for everyone listening, because we want to stay relevant. And if we're not staying on top of what's happening around, if we just talk business as usual, then, you know, it doesn't really make sense. It doesn't really help anybody, right? Because
yeah.
no one's going to be thinking that way. They're going to be a different mindset. So that I completely love that. What else can you tell us then about, I guess, really how to use podcasting and or I guess what your philosophy on it is?
Yeah. So, you know, I think we talked a little bit about this already where it's a really great relationship building tool, a really great uh-huh. nurturing tool, right? I imagine a lot of your listeners probably know what a nurturing sequence is or a basic type of email sequence or segmentation
yeah.
is, right? We've had a couple of our clients, this is what we've done over a period of time. And this might be something you can experiment with as well, Victor, which is they've taken their best. So downloads is one metric that I think everybody kind of just, it's kind of like
right.
likes
it's like
on
it to
Instagram.
Track.
Yeah. It's one thing to track. What we do in our agency is we don't just track downloads. We also track consumption rates, right? And consumption rates, the way that you get to those numbers is that actually Apple has like a back end to their analytics. And so
yeah.
every podcaster, if you have an Apple's iTunes thing, like there is a way for you to log in. I think it's just through your like Apple ID.
Yeah.
And maybe I could pass along the link. Sometimes people have issues like kind of finding where to log in.
Sure,
but essentially it breaks down the episodes on the consumption rates, right? So you want to figure out what are not just the most downloaded episodes, what are the most consumed, right? So we're looking for like 80, 90% consumption rate, sometimes 120, 150%, right?
Wow,
and that
okay.
means the episode was so good that people went back and listened to it. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I've had that experience, you know, where I heard
yeah.
something in the car and I was like, oh man, I'm going home and I'm like replaying that part again.
Yeah. Right? I'm going to re-download that into myself. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. And so it's exciting, right? Because like it, for your viewers and people that are listening to this, like, that's cool. Like that's something like that, that's exciting. They want to dive deeper. Right. Yeah. And so we want to know what those episodes are. And some of the companies we've worked with, because we've worked with them on a longer period, right? We've pinpointed those exact, so topic wise, right? We know where to press and where to go deeper in, right? Mm-hmm. Not just kind of creating random types of content, even though it might seem like that to the untrained eye, right? Yeah. And then the second thing is you would take some of those episodes and infuse it with a little bit of an indoctrination sequence, right? So instead of saying, hey, go check out my podcast, here's the latest 50 episodes, right? And it's like, dude, I have to really like you to sit through, like, right? to commit to that. But if you tell me, hey, look, listen to episode 14, where I break down A and I'll show you how to do B and C, right? Then it gets really, really interesting because you're helping me with a very, very specific need. And it's already proven that it converts. Does that make sense? Like from a content standpoint.
I've never thought about doing that. That's very interesting. That's a very good thing. Another, I would consider that like a write or downer for sure. You want to make sure that you point out previous episodes where you've talked about a topic, where I've kind of, again, unintentionally done that, where I'm just going further into a topic at a later episode. And I talk about, like, on a previous episode, we talked about this. And then here, I'm going to go dive deeper into this specific piece of that, because I know that can be a little complicated. But I never like mentioned where to find it or like how to get to it. It was kind of like, I just talked like, oh yeah, I just assumed that they listened to it. So being very intentional with that, I think is something, I mean, like that I could definitely take into action, and everyone listening definitely take into action as well. So what would you say then? Because you keep mentioning this, and I do agree that this is more like a nurturing and creating a relationship with your audience. So what have you found to be one of the best ways to really do that? And if there's a framework or anything like that you specifically use to do something like that.
Sure. As in leveraging the podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Not just for nurturing, but maybe for like driving people to some of your offers and conversions as well.
Right. Perhaps. Yeah. So like either driving or just really, I'm more focused on like building that relationship on this side of things. I just kind of want to be the voice inside my customer's head, essentially, right? So, that's kind of what I tout to my audience. So, we want to be saying what they're thinking. And that's how I feel like you build the best relationships. But what have you found any like specific frameworks that you guys use specifically to kind of?
Yeah, I mean, so I'll share something with you guys, because I feel like you guys will get it, which is I don't have like a cool, I got to probably come up with like a cooler name of it. I kind of think of it, there's like this like trifecta of where you send people, right?
Okay.
We call it like a community trifecta or what have you. But essentially when they're listening to the podcast, there's really only two places that I ultimately want them to, like, I want them to go to. Right. Well, actually, these are the three things. Okay.
Yeah.
One, email list. Okay. Two, community. Right. So if you have a Facebook group, you have a LinkedIn group, like any type of like, not just like you broadcasting, you know what I mean? Any type of like where they can kind of hang out. And then three is the content channel, which is the podcast in this case.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And so if I'm on the podcast, I'm pointing them to the other two. Right? I'm pointing them to the email list. So maybe an opt-in, maybe something that's relevant. Maybe I have a webinar that's coming up, right? And I'm pointing them, hey, if you join the discussion, join our group over there, right? To tell me what some of the feedback things are, right? If I'm on the email list, I'm pointing to the other two, right? I'm pointing people, hey, go check out the podcast that I interviewed Victor. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Right?
I see the wheels for me are like super turning right now. And that's funny because, again, I feel like I've unintentionally done this. From my email list, I push both to the podcast platform and to the group. But I don't do that from the other two. I think I push on the podcast, I think I point to the email list, but that's about it. I don't push to the community. And that's very interesting, again, to like think about it that way, that they're always, it's kind of like you're encircling each other that way.
Exactly. And then they're in their community. Hey, go check out this episode I just did with Jay Wong, right? Or hey, we just did a special behind the scenes live, in the community, right? Now you're going to reference in the other two, right? Yeah. And obviously you're already probably, if they're in the community, you're probably going to make an offer or point them to the email list at some point.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just thinking about like, you know, we both are part of this mastermind with Nick and his group, right? Nicholas right. Kuzmich. He always says it's buyers these days. You need multiple touch points.
Multiple touch points. Yeah.
Right. And so I'm a big believer like, hey, look, between email and them being in the car or traveling on a plane when there's not like a, you know, global pandemic going on.
Yeah.
And then also being in some form of a community, even if it's like a paid membership, right? Like I've hit them in the majority of these places. That is actually what I believe to be valuable time, right? Now, of course, you could do Instagram stories and all this stuff and they're watching you on their couch and that's okay. But I'm talking, these are, you know, you're pushing the relationship forward. Rather than like, oh, I follow you on some stories. I see some behind the scenes stuff. I don't know if that relationship deepens from there. If you get what I'm saying.
That makes sense. Yeah. Cause they don't, there's no, I guess commitment to you other than like that I'll watch you. There's like a voyeur like relationship rather than like an interaction. So
yes.
Yeah, cause I know one of the things I say is like, it's not a good conversation unless it leads to another. So like, and that's kind of, that's it right. sounds like that's kind of where you're getting, where you're like, hey, check out this episode. It's going to help you. And the episode is like, come comment in the group where we ask questions and like in the group, you're like, go download this thing that was relevant to what we, so it's like,
yeah. Just keep circling. Right. And it's on the same content. But look, they're listening to the show for a very specific reason. They're probably following you for some very specific reasons. Right. Yeah. So it's like the more it's not like, how can we be in a million places, but how can we just be in the right places for them when they look?
Right. I love that. Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely some good things there. We got, what is it? We got, the trifecta of,
We got to come up with a cool,
I like it. Yeah.
Podcasting like trifecta,
the podcasting or circle of life or something.
And then
really how to create that context and stay relevant with it. Have you found, and this may just be like a question that I because I don't know. Is there, and I'm sure you might get this all the time, is there a specific length or that you found to work best for different types of scenarios?
Yeah. Okay. So Victor, you're going to hate me for saying this. Okay. Let me back up just a little bit. Okay. Let's say we were going, let's just say we're like, hey, let's go to the whatever podcasting conference that's coming up next. Okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the name. Doesn't matter the conference. At some point in this conference, they're going to say this stat that in North America, the average commute in North America is like between 22 to 25 minutes. And so people logically, when they hear that, they go, oh my God, all my episodes need to be like 23 minutes and a half. Right. And that way they could fit it in. But if you actually look at the data, and I'm more than happy to, you know, Edison Research, they do some amazing kind of every year they pull a lot of data on this. What I want to get at is that typically, on average, longer podcasts tend to do better because the form of audio it's kind of like, you got to think about it like this, which is like, I'm not saying like long form video doesn't work, right? But long form video sometimes requires me to like let's say I'm cooking, right? I might have the video on, but it's probably easier if I'm just listening to the podcast that and watching. I'm cooking than watching something, right? Whereas like video, but short video is amazing, right? Because short video catches attention, it drives like the move, but once again, podcasting is about depth, right? Like it's about rawness. It's about getting me to share something I've never shared before. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying for all the episodes. I'm saying if I were you, I would encourage, if we were working together, I would encourage you to test some longer form content.
Right? Okay.
Where it's like uncomfortably long for you, right? Maybe an hour plus, right? Where it's like, oh my God, like if you're used to doing 10 minute episodes, like that seems
like forever for me right now. but I get that. And that's something to think about for sure.
Yeah. Victor's like, yeah, no, I'm not. I'm sticking to the format, Jay.
I'm sure you could definitely hear the hesitation in my voice with that one. I was like, oh man, that's so long. That's an hour. Yeah.
But solo episodes are really still good, right? I think you need a combo of those. You know what yeah. I mean? One of the easiest formats that a lot of our clients like stumble into / we recommend that, you know, they'll do a long form type of interview. Let's say I interview you 45 yeah. minutes or 40 minutes or whatever it ends up being, right? Half an hour, right? Yeah. Then after the interview, they could say, you know what? Victor said this really interesting. He had this like trifecta circle of life thing. And it really got me thinking about da 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 da, right? So it's just sharing your perspective. That episode could be 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, right? But ultimately your call to action is, hey, if you get a chance, listen to the full interview with Victor over there, oh. right? So now it's creating, do you see what I'm saying? Like we're creating a show here. We're not just putting audio online blindfoldly, right? I don't yeah. even know if that's a word, blindly, right? But yeah. it's this idea that, hey, I'm gonna listen to one episode. I'm gonna listen to the longer one. Now I'm hooked. Right now, I want to hear what your thoughts are on COVID-19. I want to hear what's going on with Facebook ad costs. I want to hear the interview with, you know, whoever's crushing it using Messenger yeah. bots. Right. So, do you see what I'm saying? Like now, the relationship is going somewhere.
That makes sense. Yeah, and that again, it goes back to your trifecta, like of you're kind of circling them, your audience through to deepen the relationship and deepen their commitment to you. So yeah. I really do like it. And again, like I mentioned at the very beginning, like this, I feel like this episode is going to be kind of meta because it was like, yeah. I feel like you'll probably always have conversations like that just because you're talking about a specific thing of how to use it when we're in it. And it's very interesting to think how much intention is behind a lot of this. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And we're doing this podcast, like,
yeah,
right.
I find that fascinating myself. So that's just because I love creating like an intentional, I mean, when it comes to messenger bots, like it's kind of like a choose your own adventure is the way I like to think about it. And then I'm the one that's guiding that. I wrote the entire storyline, but I've also written like 5 to 10 different ways for you to get to the end result. You choose mm-hmm. how you want to go. And then I feel like that's kind of what this is doing. To where like you're saying like, here are my thoughts on this. Go back and listen to the full interview. In the interview, we talk about something that pushes somewhere to the community or something like that. So I absolutely love it. And I can see why people would reach out to someone like you for sure. Cause that like, that can seem already overwhelming. I feel to just take on your own if you're not knowing really how to do it. So I guess let me ask, where do you feel people can really find out more if they're really looking to get serious about this and use podcasting as a way to really build and deepen their relationship with their audience?
Yeah. So look, first of all, we're posting all sorts of badass content on my podcast, The Inner Changemaker. And when I say it's badass, it's not because it's me, it's because it's actually a lot of the clients that we work with. And yeah. right now, just at the time of recording this, I don't even know when this is going to be released, but it would be good to reflect on this because so many of our leaders, we're coaching them on saying, hey, we're not just putting great content, but how are they leading their communities during a time of a yeah. global pandemic? So it's, I'm sharing, like, I'm doing like, almost like a review, like a live review of their show. Right, of certain episodes, and we're also posting it yeah. on our podcast. It's called The Inner Changemaker. And so I'll send you guys the link if you're enjoying this podcast. Be sure to check out some of the content there. And then yep. our agency is doneforyoupodcast.co. If you want to take a look at some of the case studies, then you know people we've gotten a chance to work with. I think, Victor, you mentioned it, but we get people into the top 100. But ultimately, we're building great shows so that you could monetize your show in a more efficient way.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know with just putting content out there, there's got to be some kind of strategy behind it all. And I know for me, like I have an intention behind it, but I can definitely be a little more intentional with at least this side of things. Because from what it sounded like, I was just like, there's not much, or at least I was unintentionally doing things that you're saying definitely do for sure. So yeah. that's I love that. And I guess just to kind of wrap it up here, where would you say, because I feel like I know a few people that may have thought about or asked me about it before. If someone were to be on the complete other end of the spectrum, where they're like, should I do podcasting? Should I not? Is that something sure. I should do right now? Should I push it off? Like, should I wait till I'm a little bit better off or whatever? Then where do you feel, like, how would you answer that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I do think that it is a bit of it's a commitment, right? It's a commitment to do the show, which Victor, I'm sure you can attest to it, right? But it's also a commitment to like, hey, I'm going to show up for my audience, right? And if you think about like, hey, I'm going to be this established expert or this thought leader, or even if you're a company and you want to do this for your employees and for people that work in the company, it's still a commitment, right? It's a commitment to show up. It's a commitment to say, hey, we're gonna look at this holistically, right? One of our clients, she runs an annual event every single year around female real estate investors, right? Yep. And, you know, leading up to that event, like it's very intentional, right? The types of content that we're putting out there. It's maybe speeches from last year's event, right? The call to action is, hey, did you pick up the early bird tickets? So this is where it gets really, really engaging because your podcast becomes part of the marketing, you know, equation, right? So I do think like you have to have that mindset first of saying, hey, you know what, we're looking to take our products and services to a whole nother level. And then I'd be more than happy to share it with you. We do also have a podcast creation roadmap where people can kind of just follow along and see all the different stages. And, you know, we just kind of pretty much show them, hey, look, this is kind of what's behind it. And they could, you know, choose to be able to go through it themselves, or they can engage and have a conversation with us. But I think as long as you're willing to make that commitment of saying, hey, you know what, we're going to do one amazing season, right? Or we're going to do these amazing, you know, every single week, we're going to show up in this way. It could be a 10-minute episode, right? It could be an hour-long interview. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But I do think that is what is required in some ways to succeed in today's content marketing field, right? Yeah, because absolutely. You do have a lot of voices out there. Absolutely. So then it becomes, hey, how could I not just put out more content, but how can I create this context for my community?
That, absolutely makes sense. And I love that here as a great closing statement to really wrap things up, because it's true. We don't want to just be another voice, but we want to be the voice inside our customers' heads. You want to be the one that they're thinking of when they're thinking about, like, how do I solve this? I got to listen to that episode that Victor was saying, or how do I do this? Like, I got to listen to the episode that Jay was telling me to watch or listen to, so that, you know, I can make that progress and solve this problem that I have. You know, we want to be those people that they look to, those leaders that essentially our audience is kind of looking at. And especially times like this, right? You know, I feel like a lot of people there's a lot of creativity right now, a lot of opportunity. And I think it's really just around what you surround yourself with. Like, but personally, I've seen a lot of creative opportunities just arise for a lot of people. And this is like that little nudge that a lot of people need to get off the fence of like, do I do it? Do I not? So that's definitely powerful in that. So thanks again for coming on. I really appreciate it. You got a lot of good stuff here, and I'm excited to kind of re-listen to it myself and try to get to that 150%.
Yeah.
So that I can re-download everything you said and really start to implement it myself. And I hope my audience does exactly the same thing, so that we could start to really stand out in front of over this, you know, just overpopulated. What is it? I think Nick says infobesity. So
yeah. 100%. Awesome. Well, I appreciate it, Victor. And look, I think it's above all, I think right now people are seeing that if you have a platform, right, like any level of a platform, 50 people listening, 500 people listening, 5,000 people. I mean, we both know that there's a lot of power in these like micro influencers and micro audiences.
Oh yeah.
Right. And you only need to be able to get it right, like a good chunk, like you don't even need to get it right all the time, you know, you just need to get it right some of the time. And if you do get it right, you can make an amazing, you could really, you know, accelerate the growth of your brand, your business, which is at the end of the day, which is why I always draw it back to that ROI conversation, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So appreciate you having me on, man. And I look forward to hearing how the show plays out too.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Thanks again for coming on. And then as a final closing note, if you're serious about going from the best kept secret to the go-to authority in your market, head on over to ventobot.com/book to get your free copy of the same four phases that we take our private clients through to help them make that transition and scale even faster. Until next time, Victor with Ventobot. I'll see you guys.